The BP oil blowout isn't the only environmental catastrophe some Pinellas residents have to worry about. People in the Azalea neighborhood of northwest St. Petersburg have been dealing with an underground plume of toxins coming from a nearby Raytheon plant. On Saturday morning, about 60 residents gathered with state legislators like Senator Charlie Justice in Azalea Park to call on the governor to do more.
Well, this goes back to 1991 when contamination was found on the Raytheon site, and then it spreads over the last 20 years where we had migration of this plume across the neighborhood. And the big thing was that nobody knew about it. You know, the bureaucrats knew about it and Raytheon knew about it. And we felt, and the legislation that we filed was to require notification of neighborhood leaders, notification of elected officials, because it's my contention that if the people you saw here today and the elected officials knew about it 15 years ago, we would have forced the cleanup 15 years ago, and the plume would not have spread as far as it did, and the neighborhood affected would not have been as affected as it is. And so we're going to continue to push for the legislation to require better notification. But in the meantime, we want people to call the governor, and we want the governor directly involved in leading this cleanup.
Senator Justice, a Democrat who's running for U.S. Congress, sent a letter to Governor Charlie Crist asking for his attention to the plume that started in 1991 before the company E-Systems was purchased by Raytheon. In March, the company released its cleanup plan, which it expects will take 78 years to complete.
Well, there's two parts. There's a pump and treat plan, which they have started on the site. But then the other is it's a plan of what's, and it's very scientific, and I'm hardly a scientist, but it's talking about putting in thermo treatment of the water underground to heat it to a certain point to sterilize it, basically, so that you get the contaminants out of it. You know, there's plans, there's that, or there's, you can do pump and treat throughout the neighborhood at the contaminated well sites. There's different ways to go. The contamination we're seeing here is not foreign to what we've seen in other parts of Florida or other parts in the country. If the DEP has a plan that they prefer, give that to us and let's get started today.
State Representative Rick Kreisman also supports legislation for better notification of property owners affected by industrial pollution.
What happened to this neighborhood is really reprehensible. To think that you could have contamination either on your property or live right next door to it and have no information, nothing telling you about that, is just wrong. I mean, it's just pure common sense would tell you should know. And that's what this legislation really attempted to do. Plus, if we expect our government officials to be involved in cleanup and trying to prevent things like this, it would help if they knew also. You know, I served for 6 years on the city council in this district, and I had no information, I had no knowledge that this was happening. And that's wrong.
Kathy Armstrong lives less than a block from Azalea Park.
Well, it makes me feel actually really nervous and uncomfortable that it's taking so long. We actually moved here 3 years ago thinking we had moved into the perfect neighborhood and looking at resale value down the road. And it's a great neighborhood for families and stuff. But now I don't know anyone who'd really want to take a risk of buying or moving in the neighborhood until all this is taken care of. So I'm really concerned that we moved into a neighborhood 3 years ago where there had already been existing problems and we weren't even aware of it. So hopefully they'll come up with something, but it doesn't look very promising. It's taken an awful long time.
Sandy Blower lives behind Azalea Park Elementary School. She wants Governor Crist to get more involved.
Well, I think everybody needs to still get together and contact Charlie Crist. He needs to do something for us. He was voted in. He hasn't done anything to support us at all, and that's the only way in numbers as we're going to get anything. And I said to everybody today, we need to, everybody, contact him, email, letters, whatever. We need to show him that we are going to support each other.
Dominic Riesi is president of the Azalea Neighborhood Association and says Raytheon's response has been disappointing.
Well, it's been really pathetic, actually. It's just a shell game as far as I'm concerned. They move the shell one way and DEP says it's not enough, and then Raytheon does something else, and, you know, it's a back-and-forth shuffle all the time. It's the blame game. So it's he said, she said.
During his speech to the crowd of 60 people from the neighborhood, Griesi called on DEP Secretary Michael Soule to be fired and said that Governor Crist and St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster need to get more involved.
Well, the mayor has not been involved at all, and he can use the excuse he's a new mayor, but that to me, that's no excuse. He knew about the problem before he was elected. The governor has done nothing. He's a St. Petersburg resident, and he has not been involved. And as far as I'm concerned, he's just busy getting photo ops with the president. I mean, we have a serious problem with the Gulf, and I hate it. I go to the beach every Saturday. But I just feel that he's a resident of St. Pete. This was a problem long before the Gulf, and he's not gotten involved whatsoever.
The Azalea Neighborhood Association and their lawyers will discuss their class action lawsuit against Raytheon at their next meeting, June 10th, at the Azalea Baptist Church. You can find our full coverage of the Raytheon pollution plume on our website, wmnf.org/news.